T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Christy Lee McNally is with us, executive director of Free Our Internet. Also does work with Newsmax. You've seen her there, no doubt. And her most recent piece, well, there are a couple of items that she's covering. Let me first get her on here. There we go. Good morning, Christy Lee. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Fine, very much. So what are your areas of interest? I'm looking at some of your work now on Newsmax and elsewhere. What are you working on? What do you like to work on?
Well, right now the biggest thing is Free Our Internet, and we're basically an organization that was started because during the last campaign cycle, I had noticed that a lot of my friends and people who had worked for the campaign had been censored on the, Facebook, on Twitter, and we had started seeing an increase in that towards the end of the campaign. And then after the campaign, we not only saw an increase, but it became more well known they have an agenda, and it was not a conservative agenda. And we want to bring light to that fact that Facebook and Google and those edge platforms are definitely censoring conservative talk, religious speech, and we want to make sure that doesn't continue to happen. And we're out there trying to get the word out and trying to make them be held accountable.
Heretofore, I mean, what have been the grounds? Let's say, for example, you send out a tweet, and it basically, your account is killed, whatever it may be, by Twitter. What are the grounds for that? Obscenity? I've seen stuff all the time on Twitter, so let's forget that. But what exactly are the criteria that should be in place, if any?
Well, the problem is they're not consistent. They keep the thing that they go back to is you violated the terms and services of the agreement. Well, the terms and services of the agreement is, 20 pages long, small print.
Lawyers
to read it. And, and like you said, you see some things on there that you find offensive, and they're out there. And then, you have Marsha Blackburn, who puts an ad, on Twitter that talks about her beliefs, and that's pro-life, and that gets censored.
Well,
so,
let me hit here.
There's no rhyme or reason. Well, there is a rhyme or reason. If
yeah.
you're conservative, you will be censored. If you're not conservative, you won't be censored.
I mean, what's objectionable to saying, I'm pro-life? What's wrong with that? I mean, that's an opinion. It's a valid opinion.
It doesn't fit into their agenda. That's what's wrong with it.
So, I mean, it's held by 50% of the population, maybe more. So, I mean, what's your deal there? I don't get it. Why are you guys censoring it? Unfair.
Agreed. And what we have found, with the tech left and with, whistleblowers over the past few months, coming out of Google, coming out of, other, Facebook and that their culture in those companies is, it's an echo chamber, and they don't understand. They actually don't believe that 50% of the country is pro-life. They think everybody's like them. And, if you're not like them, then you're a redneck and you're a racist and you're, and that's how they really feel. And that's not how the country is. And so they think they can get away with, censoring people. And they're finding out,
right,
especially over the past month or so, that that's not going to happen. And then these hearings last week, Senator Cruz put them on notice. I was very happy, when he questioned them and said, and he outright asked them, do you consider yourself neutral platforms? And they could not answer that. They kind of did, the duck and dive, and, they said, well, we're open to all ideas. Well,
no, you're not.
Not really.
No, you're not. You've got your crew from the Bay Area and Silicon Valley and down towards San Jose. And then you've got the people who live on Manhattan, and, they have their own little thoughts. And that's the bubble within which they live. I mean, that's the way it is. And no, they don't go out to Iowa, for God's sake. Why would I do that? I look out the window sometimes when I'm flying over. Hey, Christy Lee, one other thing I wanted to hit, and this was a couple, was this over the weekend when basically a Twitter employee, and this gives you an idea of who might be there, shut down President Trump's account for several minutes on the last day. What was that about?
Well, and that's the other thing is where is the adult in the room? This was a low-level employee at Twitter that had access, and he was able to shut down the president of the United States Twitter handle. So that's my what do they have in place? If I own a company, there are channels that you have to go through before you are allowed to do certain things. You would think before an employee is allowed to shut down a handle that there are processes in place before they could do that.
Right.
But clearly that's not happening because this low-level employee was able to shut down his Twitter account. Nice. So please tell me what your process is. And that's what they've been asked. Well, and they won't answer that.
I mean,
they're not transparent.
Yeah. I mean, the odd thing is there are a lot of stories that this is not fake news, by the way. These are real stories reported by actual reporters, which somehow don't ever get picked up. They just don't. And if you're depending on, the network newscast for your news, you're out of your mind. You're nuts. You're missing a lot of stuff. But, it seems to me that there are things that they don't even want out there, even though they may be true.
Oh, absolutely. If you, there is an article a couple of weeks ago by a watchdog, a watchdog group that showed where Google chooses their algorithm, and I'll use the bill, the
right when you do your search
bill.
Yeah, and it shows up
and the Google search, and they did a Google search on Bing, and they did it on DuckDuckGo, and they did it on Google. Mm-hmm. And Google is in support of Backpage and all of those being allowed to be on the internet. And so when you did the Google search if you did the search on Google, mm-hmm. all you would see were articles against Senator Portman's bill. And then if you did a search on Bing or DuckDuckGo, you saw a cross-reference of So you got a fair representation of the bill.
Wow.
So clearly Google was screwing with the algorithm to help their agenda.
Well, Christy Lee, you've got some good stuff up here. And by the way, if you go to Newsmax.com, just go Christy-Lee McNally. A little interesting thing here on Michael Bloomberg, control freak of the age. So you've got that going on. Hey, thank you very much for being on. It's been a pleasure. Let's talk again.
Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.